The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. We have a 7 race card on the flat to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good, mate. Very good.
Good. It's always pretty good in Leopardstown. Same again tonight?
Yeah, looks solid, doesn't it? A lot of these horses recently have been running quite regularly and running to good numbers, and a lot of them in performing at the track, so hopefully... And we should have a reasonable night there tonight, Leopardstown.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race is the 5.50 and we kick off the card with an EBF maiden over a mile, and Sarafila heads the betting. She's 4-5, a shade of odds on this morning. Henson is 9-4, 6-1 for Crack Agus Spry, 9-1 for Shura Council, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Sarafila, Andy, market leader, she made an encouraging debut last time, and with normal improvement, do you see her getting off the market the second time of asking?
Yeah, this should be fairly straightforward for Sarafila, as you said, as long as she goes the right way. After that promising run first time out, over a mile at Nace, we've already seen the form of that race work out really well, because Seacoast, who was second from the Mickey Halford Stable, won last night back at the same track. And the way that Dermot Wells' filly kept on without being unduly punished in the latter stages certainly suggests that she would benefit from that outing. And this doesn't look a particularly strong maiden either for the track standards. Henson sets the standard. He's rated 78. He's had plenty of chances, however, and he's looked a little bit exposed. He just lacks a bit of brilliance or a bit of a gear change, whichever way you look at it. He was third down in Roscommon on similar ground to tonight behind Apache Trooper, and that would probably be his best run. But, I'd expect Sarafila to take this and before to go not onto much better things.
Okay, moving on to the second race next then, the 6.20, and this is a handicap for four-year-olds and over, rated 50-80, it's over a mile, and Corbus is the market leader this morning at 4-1. 9-2 for Knights Templar and Reckless Lad, 11-2 for Tahaf, 7-1 for Shabra Emperor, 8 for Doc Holiday and Hassanor, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. 10 runners here, Andy, but pretty open contest this. Who'd you like for the 6.20?
I like a couple in this. I thought Corbus did it okay here last week out, but it was a slowly run race, and I just wasn't overly impressed with that form, I must admit. Like I say, the speed figure was slow, and the sectional times from three out were also very slow, considering how pedestrian they'd gone in the early stages. And looking at the same figures that was produced by Flick Flack's race over the same course and distance last week, then I think Reckless Lad has got a little bit in hand of this field. Certainly he should beat Corbus anyway, on my reckoning. It was much stronger overall, and a sectional time of 35.1 compared to Corbus's 37.3. He was around about 7 or 8 lengths quicker off the corner than Corbus, so he should have the running of Richard Brabazon's charge. And if he's in the same kind of form, stepping up now to a trip which is more in keeping with his profile, I think he's got to go there or there. He's got to be there or thereabouts, Reckless Lad. He's 9-2 William Hill, and that seems a fairly reasonable each way recommendation. Prior to that, he was third under similar conditions to tonight, down in Down Royal behind Strait of Zanzibar, who won the other day in Belliestown, again in another good speed figure. He's a very consistent performer, as you can see by his form figures, and the yard's in good form. Patrick Martinana winning the other day in the shape of Togoville. So he does tick a lot of boxes, Reckless Lad. The other one to keep an eye on at a price is a horse called Hassapur. I've been waiting for this horse to go into handicap company ever since he caught the eye first time out in a red-hot maiden down in Nace. He subsequently run quite well without being unduly punished. He's basically had no chance of winning any of his maidens he's contested. He's been carrying 10 stone, been trying to give a lot of weight away to some useful three-year-olds, but he's been running really, really well. And I think the William Hill odds compilers have got this horse absolutely spot on. They've only gone 8-1 about this horse, and that's the price I'd be putting it in at as well. So I think Reckless Lad's almost sure to run his race, but if he was to come unstuck and perhaps one might improve beyond what they've already achieved, it could well be Hassapur.
Okay, on to the 6:50 next race, 3 on the card, and this is a race for 3-year-olds and older that have not finished first, second or third in a listed or group race. It's over a mile and a quarter, and we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of News at 6, who's 8-11, 11-4 for Azurite, 4-1 for Nonchalant, and then 14-1 for Specific Gravity. News at 6, Andy, has gone up a whopping £28 in less than 2 weeks with wins in the Curragh and Fairy House. Do you see that mark getting to him now, or do you think he can go on and complete the hat-trick?
Well, I said to you at the time, didn't I, when he won the Curragh the other day, when I did the preview at Fairy House, we're dealing with a horse that should be contesting Pattern Company. He looked a group horse. The time that he did at the Curragh suggested that. And even though he dropped back to a mile and a quarter the other day at Fairy House, he won in an extremely fast time by a very wide margin. So I think the assessment of a mark of 100 is probably about right. And he should really beat the other three, considering the form he's in at the moment. But it could be a little bit a messy race. That's my only slight concern about him at a short price. And also he encounters yielding ground for the first time. Obviously, it's going to be drying out during the day at Leopardstown. It probably won't be as bad as what they've predicted this time this morning. They've said yielding soft in places. And being by a new approach and given his action, you'd like to think that a quicker surface would be more in keeping with his chances. But he's just very, very difficult to oppose. He's a very fast horse. I think he's up to, well, I'm pretty sure he's a pattern horse already. And hopefully he'll handle the ground and beat the other three.
Okay, News at 6 then in the 6:50. The 7:25 is race 4 on the card, and this is a handicap over a mile and a quarter for the 3-year-olds. And the betting is headed by two horses this morning, joint favourites in the shape of Hannah's Magic and Mr. Snagsby. They're both 7-2. Hellenistic is 4-1. It's 9-2 for Windward Passage, 5-1 for Bribe the Bouncer, 7s for Solar Focus, 8s for Bleeding Hearts, and then 16-1 for the other one, the outsider of the field. Who'd you like for the 7:25, Andy?
I'm a big fan of two in this race, but more specifically Hannah's Magic. I've been waiting for her to run for quite a while. I think she's incredibly well handicapped off a mark of 74. I think she could have a bit in hand of this field, because that race down in the Curragh the other day she ran in was a very, very strongly contested one. They went a real good gallop, and I thought she was unlucky that day as well. She didn't get the clearest to runs, having been a little bit slowly away. And considering she's taking on horses who I think could be mixing it in very good company towards the back end of the season, I thought it was a really, really good run. She went through the line very strong. With a few more strides, I think she would have won that race. Prior to that, she'd run into that daredevil day when he was in good form down in Killarney. So she's been mixing it in the very, or dining at the very top table. And this represents for me a drop in class. The danger, if there is going to be one, looks to be Mr. Snagsby, who seems to be going the right way. Ever since he contested that race down in the Curragh, when he was way behind Hannah's Magic on that occasion. He's run really well at this track twice, which gives me hope that he's going to run another good race here tonight. He was fifth behind Scooping and Panama Hat 2 starts ago, and we know how well that form's worked out. And he split 2 really nice colts last week, Spring Focus and Tarazina. Sorry, Tarazina's a filly. But that was still a good run. And like I say, he just seems to save all his best efforts for this track. So I think he's the one that's going to trouble my selection the most. But Hannah's Magic, incredibly strong selection at 7-2. I think this also go off a lot shorter than that. So take the price.
Okay, take the price on Hannah's Magic then. A strong selection from Andy in the 7:25. The 8 o'clock is race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap for 3-year-olds and over a mile and three quarters. So we've got some stayers in action here. And Hisabat is the 4-1 market leader this morning. 9-2 for Bayan and Resiliency, 5-1 for Stockton's Wing, Gusty Rocket 7s, 8s for Spacious Sky, and Rian Damine, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Who'd you like in the 8 o'clock, Andy?
Yeah, not a particularly strong betting heat for me here. Obviously, Hassabat will be very popular with many from the Weld stable. He has, however, got to carry a little bit of weight here. That won't be easy to give away quite a bit of weight to one or two improving types. And, with Galway on the horizon, you can imagine that any Dermot Weld horse wouldn't be smashed up to pieces to win a handicap. Bayan, I think, is another horse who might well be going to the Galway Festival. Maybe the Galway plate the Galway hurdle beckons for him, so do keep an eye on Gordon Elliott's charge. I just think there's one here that's been slightly overlooked by the bookmakers this morning, ran about 16-20-1 this morning, and largely due to the fact that her form figures don't look all that pretty. But we've got to remember that Stransfield Lady always saves her best form for this track, and she won't certainly mind a bit of cut in the ground either. Her best two runs this season, when she was fourth and second respectively, have both come over this course and distance. Particularly that run behind Pyromaniac, reads quite well. The form of that race has worked out quite nicely. And largely speaking, She's you know, hasn't done too badly here this year at all without winning. So, considering she's the outsider of the lot, I think she should be a lot more respected in the market, considering she's won over this track 7 times in 36 runs. So she has got quite a good win-to-run ratio here at this track. So Stranfield Lady, maybe just to cause a bit of a mini-shock in the 8 o'clock.
Okay, Stranfield Lady there, then she does love it at Leopardstown. The 8.30 is the penultimate race this evening. It's an apprentice handicap over a mile and a half. 12 of them in the lineup here, and Rayner is the 3-1 favourite. 7-2 for Blue Ridge Lane, 9-2 for Marajan, 5-1 for Bobskier. Madame Mosby nibbled from 7s into 6s, 10s for West Haven, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. Rayner, Andy, quite an interesting filly in this race. She's only had the 3 starts, got off the mark last time in a maiden, and makes a handicap debut here. What do you make of her?
I think she's a bit of a hard ride, if I'm being truthful. I thought she made heavy weather winning down in Tremore last time out, albeit the second horse, Lady Clitico from the Charlie Swan stable, has won subsequently. She just carries her head a little bit awkwardly under pressure, and that's the reason she's got the hood on. She doesn't look like straightforward of conveyances, and you know, when you're dealing with an apprentice handicap, you want a horse that's going to give you plenty rather than the jockey having to overexert himself. So with that in mind, I'm going to pass her over, certainly in favour of Madame Mo here, who for me has got the best form in this race, and that best form has also come over this course over a mile and a quarter last time out. For regular listeners to the podcast, you won't need me telling you how good that form is on the 19th of June here at the track, behind the likes of Panama Hat, who's won 3 times subsequently, and Spring Focus, who lowered the colours of several decent horses here last week. And I thought Madame Mo, even though she, you know, got beat a fair way back and forth, she did keep on quite well for a mile and a half horse, and I think that's the key to her tonight. Her only career victory came on over a mile and a quarter, on yielding to soft ground. That was back in May. And I just think she's been getting outpaced in her recent races, back over a mile, mile and a quarter, etc. She's got Sean Corby on board as well, arguably the best jockey in this race. So I do think Madame Mo's likely to run her race more than most, and she's 6-1 this morning with William Hill, so she does look a fair bit of each-way business.
Okay, and on to the final race of the evening, the 9 o'clock race, 7 on the card, and this is a filly's maiden over a mile and a half, and Dermot Weld's daughter of See the Stars. Starlet heads the betting this morning at even money. Fastnet Miss is 5-4 and being nibbled from 6-4. 9-2 for Mazetta, 8-1 for Ode to Psyche, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. A couple of interesting ones at the top of the betting there, Andy, because Starlet finished second behind Stablemate Carla Bianca, on debut. That looked a pretty good effort. The form's worked out with Carla Bianca going on to win a listed race. In the listed race was Fastnet Miss, who finished fourth. So quite an interesting matchup between the two.
Yeah, it is. They are very closely matched if you use Carla Bianca as a barometer. But what you've got to realise is Starlet's first ever career run. Fastnet Miss, of course, had the benefit of running a couple of races at Dundalk and, of course, at the same track at Nace. So she did have an in locker. Whether she's capable of running up to a mark of 96 is obviously open to debate. That's a fair rating for a maiden. You should be winning a maiden, but you're not going to bump into horses like Starlet too often in these kind of races. And I expect Dermot Wells' charge to improve significantly on that first run and perhaps get the better of Davy Watson's filly on this occasion. I thought she kept on really nicely without being unduly punished. Obviously, she wasn't expected to run well at all. She was a 20-1 shot, whereas a Stabber companion with more experience on the day, of course, was sent off 7-2, second favourite in that very good race down in Navan. The speed figure is very good as well. So I always, in these situations, like to go with the one who I think could improve the most, and that, for me, is definitely going to be Starlet.
Okay, Starlet in the last. Let's just have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, not a bad card tonight, Leopardstown. Certainly looks a decent punting card, and Sarafila should hopefully get us off to a flyer in the first. Really keen on Reckless Lad each way in the 7-6-20. It's hard to knock his recent form over the course, and I do think he's the most likely winner. But one at a big price, maybe Hassanor. Certainly keep an eye on the market for Mickey Halford's charge. News exists, 6, despite the slight doubts about the ground, makes plenty of appeal to complete the hat-trick in the 6.50. One of the strongest bets on the card has to be Hannah's Magic at 4-1, given the form of that Curra race last time out. Stranfield Lady always runs well to her beloved Leopardstown, and hopefully she'll do the same again tonight in the 8 o'clock. Madame Mo looks really solid each-way fodder in the 8.30, given her run last time out has worked out incredibly well. And Starlet should provide perhaps Dermot Weld with the first race and last race winner in the shape of Starlet.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections. Enjoy Leopardstown this evening, and we'll look forward to having you live on Racing Radio for the next couple of days.
Yeah, should be good fun. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.